إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. أيها الناس، يقول مولانا الكريم كما في سورة البلد: وهديناه النجدين. فما الهداية يا ترى؟ ومن الهادي ومن المهدي ومن النجدين؟ أما الهداية فهي إما هداية دلالة وإرشاد، أو هداية توفيق وسداد. فأما هداية الدلالة والإرشاد فهي مهمة الأنبياء وورثتهم الذين هم العلماء وطلبة العلم. قال تعالى لنبيه صلى الله عليه وسلم: وإنك لتهدي إلى صراط مستقيم. وقد قال صلى الله عليه وسلم: إن العلماء ورثة الأنبياء، وإن الأنبياء لم يورثوا دينارا ولا درهما، إنما ورثوا العلم، فمن أخذه أخذ بحظ وافر. رواه أبو داود والترمذي وابن ماجة وابن حبان في صحيحه وغيرهم. وأما هداية التوفيق والسداد فإنما هي لله وحده سبحانه، وهي بمعنى تحويل العبد من حالة العصيان إلى حالة الطاعة، ومن حالة الكفر إلى حالة التوحيد والإيمان، ومن حالة البدعة إلى حالة السنة، وهذه ليست إلا لله عز وجل. قال الله عز وجل: من يهدي الله فهو المهتدي، ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. وهداية التوفيق والسداد هي عين ما عناه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بقوله: إن قلوب بني آدم كلها بين أصبعين من أصابع الرحمن كقلب واحد. رواه مسلم في حديث أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه. ولذلك كان هو صلى الله عليه وسلم، وهو من أرسل بالهداية، كان يكثر أن يقول: يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلبي على دينك. فتقول عائشة: يا رسول الله إنك تكثر بهذا الدعاء، فهل تخاف؟ فقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: وما يؤمنني يا عائشة وقلوب العباد بين أصبعين من أصابع الرحمن؟ إذا أراد أن يقلب قلب عبد قلبه. رواه مسلم. أما الهادي فإنما هو الله عز وجل، كما قال سبحانه: وكفى بربك هاديا ونصيرا. وقال سبحانه: يهدي من يشاء إلى صراط مستقيم. أما المهدي فهو طالب الهداية، هو أنت يا عبد الله، هو جميع خلق الله، هو ابن آدم في المقام الأول، كما في الحديث عن أبي ذر الغفاري رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فيما يرويه عن ربه عز وجل أنه قال: يا عبادي إني حرمت الظلم على نفسي وجعلته بينكم محرما فلا تظالموا. يا عبادي كلكم ضال إلا من هديته فاستهدوني أهدكم. يا عبادي كلكم جائع إلا من أطعمته فاستطعموني أطعمكم. يا عبادي كلكم عار إلا من كسوته فاستكسوني أكسكم. يا عبادي إنكم تخطئون بالليل والنهار وأنا أغفر الذنوب جميعا فاستغفروني أغفر لكم. يا عبادي إنكم لن تبلغوا ضري فتضروني ولن تبلغوا نفعي فتنفعوني. يا عبادي لو أن أولكم وآخركم وإنسكم وجنكم كانوا على أتقى قلب رجل واحد منكم ما زاد ذلك في ملكي شيئا. يا عبادي لو أن أولكم وآخركم وإنسكم وجنكم كانوا على أفجر قلب رجل واحد منكم ما نقص ذلك من ملكي شيئا. يا عبادي لو أن أولكم وآخركم وإنسكم وجنكم قاموا في صعيد واحد فسألوني فأعطيت كل إنسان مسألته ما نقص ذلك مما عندي إلا كما ينقص المخيط إذا أدخل البحر. يا عبادي إنما هي أعمالكم أحصيها عليكم ثم أوفيكم إياها، فمن وجد خيرا فليحمد الله ومن وجد غير ذلك فلا يلومن إلا نفسه. أخرجه مسلم وابن حبان والحاكم في المستدرك. فاتقوا الله عباد الله وسألوه الهداية ما دمتم أحياء، ولا تأمنوا مكر الله فإنه لا يأمن مكر الله إلا القوم الخاسرون. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم الجليل لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله الهادي ولا هادي سواه، والصلاة والسلام الأتمان الأكملان على محمد رسول الله وعلى آله أزواجا ممن ماتت أو مات عنها وهي على ذمته، وعلى جميع ذريته ممن استقام على شرعته وطريقته، وعلى جميع صحابته ممن مات وهو عنهم راض، وعلى رأسهم خلفائه الأربعة الراشدين أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي، ومن استنى بسنته واهتدى بهديه إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، فيا عباد الله، الهداية مطلب عزيز يسعى له كل من وعى حقيقة الحياة ودوره ومآله بعد رحيله عنها. ولما كانت الهداية لا يمكن التوصل لها إلا أن يمن الله بها على من يشاء من عباده، أخبرهم سبحانه بكيفية الحصول عليها، وأنه بسؤاله وحده إياها. لذا فقد ألزم الله عز وجل أولياءه بذلك، فجعله فرضا عليهم في اليوم والليلة 17 مرة، عند قولهم في صلواتهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. وكذا كان نبينا صلى الله عليه وسلم يسأل الهداية في دعاء استفتاحه في قيام الليل، يقول: اللهم رب جبرائيل وميكائيل وإسرافيل فاطر السماوات والأرض، رب كل شيء ومليكه، عالم الغيب والشهادة، أنت تحكم بين عبادك فيما كانوا فيه يختلفون، اهدني لما اختلف فيه من الحق بإذنك، إنك تهدي من تشاء إلى صراط مستقيم. فيا عباد الله، إن كان رسولكم صلى الله عليه وسلم من أخبر الله عز وجل عنه أنه لا هداية من الله لخلقه إلا من قبله، قال سبحانه: إنك لتهدي إلى صراط مستقيم. الله عز وجل يخبر أن محمدا يهدي، أن يدل على صراط الله المستقيم، لا بمعنى أنه يغير قلوب العباد، فإنه لما حرص على تغيير قلب عمي أبي طالب الذي ناصره عاتبه ربه وأعلمه أنه لا حق له في هذا النوع من الهداية. قال الله عز وجل له: إنك لا تهدي من أحببت ولكن الله يهدي من يشاء، أي لا تغير قلب من شئت وأحببت من الضلالة إلى الهدى، فإن ذلك لله، ولكن تهدي بمعنى تدل. وقد دل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم عمه أبا طالب إلى الحق لكنه أباه. عباد الله، لقد أعلمنا الله أن الهداية لا تعطى إلا لمن جاهد نفسه فيها.
اللهم رب هذا،
قال تعالى: والذين جاهدوا فينا لنهدينهم سبلنا فإن الله لمع المحسنين. فعلى الإنسان الذي يروم الهداية أن يسأل الله الهداية بلسانه ويتضرع إلى الله، ولكن مع ذلك لا بد أن يسعى لها لقوله عز وجل: وإني لغفار لمن تاب وآمن ثم اهتدى. ويقول سبحانه عز وجل عن أولئكم الفتية أصحاب الكهف، حيث جاهدوا أنفسهم فتركوا أرضهم وهجروا في الله أهلهم لما كان الأهل على غير ما يرضي الله. قال: قال عن أنفسهم أنهم قالوا بعضهم لبعض، قال الله عز وجل لهم: وإذ اعتزلتموهم وما يعبدون إلا الله فأووا إلى الكهف ينشر لكم ربكم من رحمته ويهيئ لكم من أمركم مرفقا، أي حياة رفق وسهولة تعبدون الله فيها. وهذا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يخبر عن الرجل الذي قتل 99 نفسا حيث أراد الهداية والتوبة، فلما سأل قلنا في المرة الأولى على عابد لا علم له يكثر العبادة وينظر الناس إليه نظرة إعجاب ولكنه جاهل يورد المهالك. فلما أتاه هذا المسكين يريد التوبة قنطه وأيسه من رحمة الله، فما كان منه إلا أن قتله تمام المئة. ولا تزال التوبة والرغبة في الهداية تلح في صدره وقلبه، فيسأل فدل على عالم، فقال له العالم بنور الله الذي قذفه في قلبه ويقذف في قلوب العلماء. قال ومن يحول بينك وبين التوبة ولكنك بأرض سوء، يعني أن هذه الأرض أهلها سيئون، لا يعني أنها أرض سوء بمعنى أنه لا ينبت فيها زرع ولا تزداد فيها الخيرات، ولكن قومها قوم سوء. قال فاخرج منها. وهذا فيه لزوم تبديل الأصحاب عند الهداية والتوبة، إذا كانوا لا يعينون عليها وإذا كانوا يلعبون عنها ويغمسونه في طرق الغواية. لذلك قال له ولكنك بأرض سوء فاخرج منها إلى أرض كذا وكذا، فإن بها أناس الصالحين يعبدون الله فاعبد الله معهم. فكانت النتيجة أن هذا الرجل لما استجاب لدعوة العالم وانطلق إلى تلك الأرض الطيبة الطيب أهلها مات في أثناء الطريق، فجاءت المكافأة من الله له، وهو لم يعمل خير قط ولكنه صدق الله فصدقه الله. فأمر الله عز وجل الأرض السيئة أن تبتعد عن جسده، وأمر الأرض الطيبة أن تدنو من جسده، فابتعدت هذه شبرا واتربت تلك شبرا، فلما قاسوا بين الأرضين ألحقوه بأهل الأرض الطيبة حيث كان إليها أقرب. وهكذا يا أخي بالله، إذا أردت الهداية فلا بد أن تسأل ربك الهداية، وقبل ذلك يجب أن تقر وتعترف بين يدي ربك بذنبك وخطيئتك وتقصيرك، ثم تسأله الهداية. والله عز وجل يهدي ويحب من عباده أن يستهدوه، كما سمعتم في الأحاديث السابقة، بل وقد ألزمهم طلب الهداية في سورة الفاتحة 17 مرة في اليوم والليلة، ثم ندبهم إلى الاستزادة من ذلك. فاستهدوا الله فاطلبوا الهداية من الله عباد الله، يهدكم ويغفر ذنوبكم، إن الله عز وجل غفور رحيم. واتقوا الله عباد الله وخافوه وراقبوه، فإن الله عز وجل عليكم مطلع وبكم عليم. وأقموا الصلاة إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر، ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون.
الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى وليسرك اليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربي فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية، فيها عين جارية، فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة، ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة. أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت، وإلى السماء كيف رفعت، وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت، وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت. فذكر إنما أنت مذكر، لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر، فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر. إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله. السلام عليكم.
الحمد لله، الصلاة والسلام الأتمان الأكملان على محمد رسول الله سيد الأولين والآخرين وإمام الأنبياء والمرسلين والشافع المشفع يوم الدين. ما بعد، إياكم الله. Dear brothers and sisters, do the translation of this khutbah, which is titled by the ayah of Surah Al-Balad, ayah number 10, and we have shown him the two ways. I said in the beginning, verily, O slaves of Allah, verily, O mankind, here Allah Ta'ala says, as in Surah Al-Balad, ayah 10, وَهَدَيْنَاهُ النَّجْدَيْنِ, and we have shown him the two ways. So what is the guidance? He said, وَهَدَيْنَاهُ, meaning we guided him to the two ways, to make him choose either way that he prefers. So what is the guidance? And who is the one guides? And who is the guided one? And what is the two ways? What are the two ways? As the guidance, the guidance is of two types. One called the guidance of dilala wa irshad, meaning to guide to the direction, to a direction, to a way, to a destination. And the other type called the guidance of tawfiq wa sadad, the guidance of success, meaning providing the success. As for the first one, the guidance, which means to show the way, that is the duty of the prophets and the scholars who are the inheritors of prophets as well as the students of knowledge. As Allah Ta'ala said to about his prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he said to him, as in Surah Ash-Shura, Ayah 52, وَإِنَّكَ لَتَهْدِي إِلَى صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ وَإِنَّكَ لَتَهْدِي إِلَى صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ And verily you, O Muhammad, are indeed guiding mankind to the straight path. And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, as in the hadith reported by Abu Dawood, Tirmidhi, Ibn Majah, Ibn Hibban, Sahih, and others. And it is a very famous hadith. He sallallahu alayhi wa said, إِنَّ الْعُلَمَاءَ وَرَغَتِ الْأَنْبِيَاءَ Verily the ulama, scholars, are the inheritors of the prophets. وَإِنَّ الْعُلَمَاءَ لَمْ يُوَرِّثُ دِينَارًا وَلَا دِرْهَامًا وَإِنَّ الْأَنْبِيَاءَ لَمْ يُوَرِّثُ دِينَارًا وَلَا دِرْهَامًا As for the prophets, did not leave behind as inheritance anything of dirham or dinar, meaning money or properties or whatsoever to be inherited, but they have left behind the knowledge. They have left the knowledge behind them as inheritance of them. Right? فَمَنْ أَخَذَهُ أَخَذَ بِحَظٍ وَافِرٍ Whosoever took the ilm, then he is the one who took the best share of inheritance. Ever known. While the second type of hidayah, the second type of guidance, which is the success, the providence of success, that is only for Allah alone, and no one can have it. No one can have it. As Allah Ta'ala said in Surah Al-Kahf, Ayah 17, مَنْ يَعْدِ اللَّهُ فَهُوَ الْمُهْتَدِي وَمَنْ يُضْلِلْ فَلَنْ تَجِدَ لَهُ وَلِيًّا مُرْشِدًا فَلَنْ تَجِدَ لَهُ وَلِيًّا مُرْشِدًا And he whom Allah guides is rightly guided. But he whom Allah, whom he, Allah Ta'ala sent astray, for him you will find no wali, meaning supporter for guidance. Or one who can provide him guidance or support to lead him to the right path. The hidayah, this type of hidayah to tawfiq wa sadat, is exactly what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam meant by the hadith reported by Muslim on the authority of Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, where he said, إِنَّ قُلُوبَ بَنِي آدَمْ كُلَّهَا بَيْنَ أَصْبَعَيْنِ مِنْ أَصَابِعِ الرَّحْمَانِ كَقَلْبٍ وَاحِدٍ Verily, the slaves, the hearts of the children of Adam, the hearts of the children of Adam, are all in between two fingers of the fingers of Ar-Rahman. He turns them the way he subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is like one heart. Meaning that he turns them the way he subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes or hopes or sorry wills. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was and many times found saying, asking Allah Ta'ala, as in the hadith of Aisha in Sahih Muslim, she said that Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say a lot in his dua, Ya muqallib al-qulub thabbit qalbi ala deenik. Oh Allah, you're the one who turns the heart. Stable my heart upon your religion. Aisha then used to ask him, or she asked him, Ya Rasulullah, you often say this dua. Do you feel that your heart be turned from the right path? He sallam said, What can make me feel safe, O Aisha? While the hearts of all the slaves, meaning that he's one of them, he's one of the slaves. While the hearts of all the slaves are in between two fingers of the fingers of Ar-Rahman. If he subhanahu wa ta'ala wills to turn a heart of a slave, he will turn it. He, Allah ta'ala, will turn it. Nothing can stop Allah ta'ala. So, that is the guidance of the two types of it. Guidance by meaning showing the way, which is the duty of the messengers, prophets, scholars and students of knowledge. They show you the way. How to worship Allah, to come close to Allah. While the guidance, which means to turn your heart to the haqq, to the truth, that is only for Allah. That is only for Allah. So we know now the two types of guidance. So who is the one can provide guidance? We say the guidance by the meaning of changing this status of the person, that is for Allah alone. As Allah Ta'ala said in Surah Al-Furqan, ayah 31, وَكَفَى بِرَبِّكَ هَادِيًا وَنَصِيرًا. But sufficient is your Lord as a guide and helper. And here Allah Ta'ala said as in Surah Al-Baqarah, ayah 213, وَاللَّهُ يَعْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ إِلَىٰ صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. And Allah guides whom He wills to the straight path. While the other guidance which we mentioned, guidance of showing the way, that is for the prophets and messengers, and scholars and students of knowledge. Again, it is under the guidance of Allah. It's under the will of Allah. But who is the one should seek guidance, or who is in need for guidance? It is you, O son of Adam. It is you, O son of Adam, as in the hadith of Abu Dharr al-Ghifari radiallahu ta'ala anhu, which is reported by Imam Muslim, Ibn Hibban, and Al-Hakim al-Mustadrak, that Abu Dharr al-Ghifari radiallahu anhu reported from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he said that Allah ta'ala said, and this definitely you all know that this is called Hadith Qudsi. He, Allah Ta'ala, said, Ya ibadi, O my slaves, inni haramtu dhulma ala nafsi. Verily, I made oppression forbidden for myself. وَجَعَلْتُ بَيْنَكُمْ مُحَرَّمًا. And I made it forbidden amongst you. فَلَا تَظَلَمُوا. So, oppress not one another. Ya ibadi, kullukum dhal. As you are all misguided. You are all going astray. Illa man hadaytu, except for the one whom I guide. Fastahduni. So, seek guidance from me. Ask me guidance. Ahdikum. I will definitely guide you. I will definitely guide you. Ya ibadi kullukum jai'un. All my slaves are all hungry. إِلَّا مَنْ أَطْعَمْتُ except for the one I feed. فَاسْتَطْعِمُونِي. So ask me to feed you. أَطْعِمْكُمْ. I will feed you. Definitely. يَا عِبَادِي. O my slaves. كُلُّكُمْ عَالِمْ. You are all naked. Naked by the meaning, not by the meaning that you are not wearing clothes. The kuffar are wearing clothes. But they are naked of iman, of piety. So, Ya ibadi kullukum arin. O my slaves, you are all naked. Illa man kasawt, except for the one whom I dress or make him, or provide him clothes to cover. Fastaksuni aksukum. So ask me to cover you. I will cover you. I will cover you. Ya ibadi, innakum tukhti'una bil layli wal nahar. Oh my slaves, you mistaken the day and the night, all the time. Wa ana aghfiru adh-dhunuba jami'an. I forgive all the sins, all types, all sorts of sins. Fastaghfiruni aghfir lakum. So seek forgiveness from me, I will provide you forgiveness. يَا عِبَادِي إِنَّكُمْ لَنْ تَبْلُغُوا ضَرْلِي فَتَضُرُّونِي. Oh my slaves, you're not going to reach to يعني delivered to harm me. You cannot harm me, so you harm me. ولن تبلغوا ضر نفعي فتنفعوني. And you cannot benefit me, so that you benefit me. So it means that Allah Ta'ala views not of your, يعني, any of your harmfulness, nor that He hopes or wishes any of your benefits. نعم. يا عبادي لو أن أولكم وآخركم وإنسكم وجنكم. Oh my slaves, if it is that you all, from the beginning, first one of you to the last, mankind and jinn, they were all كانوا على أتقى قلب رجل واحد منكم ما زاد ذلك في ملكي شيئا. If these all were upon the piety of, يعني, were upon the heart of the most pious one of you, meaning all of them were pious, the jinn of mankind, even the shaitan, if all these creation were upon guidance, this does not increase the dominion of Allah. Nothing. So Allah does not need you to be an obedient or a pious person. Allah doesn't need you. You need that. يا عبادي لو أن أولكم وآخركم وإنسكم وجنكم كانوا على أفجر قلب رجل واحد منكم ما نقص ذلك من ملك شيء. Oh my slave, if it is that you all, from the first one to the last, mankind and jinn, were upon the deviation of the worst heart of one of you, this would never decrease the dominion of Allah Ta'ala of nothing. يا عبادي لو أن أولكم وآخركم وإنسكم وجنكم. Oh my slaves, if it is you all, from the first one to the last of you, mankind and jinn, على صعيد واحد, they have stood on one land. فسألوني, and they asked me anything of what they want. فأعطيت كل إنسان مسألته, and I gave every one of them what he asked for. ما نقص ذلك مما عندي إلا كما ينقص المخيط إذا أدخل البحر. It would never decrease the provision of Allah Ta'ala, sustenance of Allah Ta'ala, what he has, except like a needle was put into the sea and taken out. What can it take from the sea? Even this tremendous or very minor thing that the needle can take, still it's only example, but it does not decrease the dominion of Allah, because the water that sticks on the needle has left the ocean, even if it is little. But whatever Allah Ta'ala gives you, it's still in His dominion. It's still in His, in what He owns. You cannot take what Allah gives it to something, to somewhere where Allah doesn't own. There is nowhere where Allah doesn't own. Everything belongs to Allah. Everything belongs to Allah. نعم. يا عبادي إنما هي أعمالكم أحصيها لكم. Oh my slaves, it is only your deeds that I'm recording for you. ثم أوفيكم إياه. And then in the devil's action, I'm going to give them back to you. فمن وجد خيرا, يعني في السجلات, as for whom he finds good, meaning on the records of his deeds, on the devil's action, فليحمد الله. Let him then to thank Allah, to praise Allah. Why? Because he's the one who guided him to that. وَمَنْ وَجِدَ غَيْرَ ذَلِكَ. But for the one who finds different anything other than that, then let him to blame no one but himself. فَلَا يَلُمَنَّ إِلَّا نَفْسَهُ. So we have to fear Allah, our slaves of Allah. And we have to ask Him guidance as long as we are alive. And we should never feel safe of the makr of Allah, meaning that Allah Ta'ala turns our hearts from guidance to misguidance. Because even if you are guided, If we do not keep asking Allah guidance and to keep your own guidance, it is soon when Allah Ta'ala turns your heart. And I have seen so many people who were given the guidance, who were given the ilm, but they disdained. They did not ask Allah to keep them upon guidance. So Allah took them out. Because they did not deserve for guidance. They just asked it at first, and maybe for anything in this world, they did that. And when they got what they aimed, they stopped asking Allah guidance, so Allah Ta'ala took them out of the guidance. That was the first khutbah. The second khutbah began praising Allah, the one who provides guidance, and there is no one guide other than Him. And we send peace and blessings as all and prophet Abu Muhammad, the Messenger of Allah, and all of his family, wives, from those whom he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from those who ever died in his lifetime, or those whom he died and left behind while they were his wives, and all of his children and grandchildren, from those who kept themselves on the Sharia of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his way of guidance, and upon all the companions, those whom Rasulullah sallam passed away, pleased with them, and ahead of them, the four khulafa, Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, and Ali, and to all, and upon all those who are taking the way of Rasulullah sallam as the way of guidance until the day of resurrection. Afterward, all slaves of Allah. Guidance is a very valuable thing to ask Allah Ta'ala. That everyone who knows and realizes the reality of life, he will ask. He who knows his position in this life will ask Allah Ta'ala guidance. He who knows what is he going to be after death will ask definitely Allah Ta'ala to provide him guidance. And when guidance, and since guidance cannot be reached except that Allah Ta'ala bestows it upon whom He subhanahu wa ta'ala wills of His slaves, He Allah Ta'ala told us how to get it. He Allah Ta'ala told us to ask Him alone to provide guidance, to ask Him alone to guide us. And that's why He Allah Ta'ala made it obligatory upon every pious person to ask Allah Ta'ala guidance 17 times a day at least, minimum. When you say اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ in your prayer, it is obligatory to recite Surah Al-Fatiha. All the Imam, the Ma'moom, and the one who pray alone, they all have to recite Surah Al-Fatiha in all times of prayer, whether loud recitation or silent, whether in Jama'ah or individually. Everyone has to recite Surah Al-Fatiha. For many purposes, one of them is this, to keep asking Allah guidance. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. نعم. And that's why Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم used to ask Allah guidance whenever he stands for prayer at night. As one of the invocation of opening of the salah. So sometimes he says, Allahumma rabba Jibra'il wa Mikail wa Israfil, Fatir al-Samawati wal-Ard, Alim al-Ghayb wa al-Shahada, Rabba kulla shayin wa malika, Anta tahkumu bayna ibadika bima kanu bi yakhtalifun, Ihdini lima akhtalifa bi min al-Haqq bi idhnik, Innaka tahdi man tashaa ila sirati mustaqim. O Allah, the Lord of Jibra'il and Mikail and Israfil, these are three angels. Jibra'il is the head of the angels, and he's the one responsible of conveying the revelation from Allah to all the messengers. Mikael is the angel who is responsible of rain, and Israfil is the angel who is responsible of the horn, to blow on it only 2 times, one for everything to die and the other for every death, yani, human, mankind, animal, to resurrect. Naam. And subhanallah, in this hadith, Allah, yani the Prophet ﷺ gathered the 3 angels. One of the revelation, which is the life of heart. Revelation is the life of heart. The second is Mika'il, the one who is responsible of rain, which is the life of body. It gives you the strength, water, the rain. And agriculture comes through rain. And Israfil, the one who is responsible of ending this life. One blow in the horn, everything dies. The other, everything comes back to life for judgment, not for the same life. For judgment, and either to permanent life of pleasure or permanent life of torment. Now, so he used to say this, and then he said, "Oh Allah, you are the one who is going to judge between your slaves upon whatsoever they used to dispute upon, or you judge between them of whatsoever they used to dispute upon or oppose upon. Guide me to what they disputed upon of the haqq, of the truth. Guide me to the truth that they had this distribution upon. Verily you are the one who guides whoever to the right path." So says of Allah, Allah Ta'ala told us that guidance is not going to be given except to one who asks Allah, and not only that. When you ask Allah guidance, you have to do something for it. You have to do something yourself for it. As Allah Ta'ala said in Surah Al-Ankabut, ayah 69, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَمَعَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. As for those who strive hard in us, meaning our cause, we will surely guide them to our path. And verily Allah is with the muhsinin, the good doers. And here Allah Ta'ala said about Ashab al-Kahf, the people of the cave, that they have strived, that they have strove for guidance. They left their lives, that they were born in, they were raised on. They left it. And they left their families, left their people, they abandoned them, they left them. And they migrated, they left the area, the whole area. Why? Because their people were upon something that does not please Allah. They were upon something that does not please Allah, because they used to disobey Allah Ta'ala and associate and commit all type of sins. So Allah Ta'ala said about these people, as in Surah Al-Kahf, ayah 16, وَإِذَا اعْتَزَلْتُمُوهُمْ, that they say to each other, وَإِذَا اعْتَزَلْتُمُوهُمْ وَمَا يَعْبُدُونَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ فَأْوُوا إِلَى الْكَهْفِ يَنْشُرْ لَكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ مِنْ رَحْمَتِهِ وَيُهَيِّئْ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَمْرِكُمْ مِرْفَقًا. They say, the young men say to one another, and when you withdraw from them, meaning their people and their land, and that which they worship except Allah. Because they used to worship Allah, but not alone. Allah is something else. Allah is something else. Then seek refuge in the cave. Your Lord will open a way for you from His mercy, and will make easy for you your affair. and that means that he will give you that you that what you will need of provision and dwelling. So Allah Ta'ala told us that these youngsters, these youth, they did not only seek guidance and stay where they are. No, that's not correct. And as in the hadith of Imam, which is reported in Sahih Muslim, that he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us that there was a man in the times before this ummah who killed 99 souls, 99 persons, and then he felt sorry for that, and he wanted to repent, and he wanted guidance. So he asked the people, is there anybody can guide me to someone who can give me fatwa, can give me a clear opinion on that? They guided him to someone who was a worshipper. He used to worship Allah a lot, which people until today they find, oh mashallah, he's the best, he's the worshipper. Now it is not that the best is the one who seeks knowledge, because he is carrying the candle for you to see. But the one who worships, he only wears glasses that can show him the way. That's it. While the other, no, he carries the candle. Or let's say that the one who worships only carries a candle, and a candle can only light a little brighter. But the one with ilm is carrying a torch for everyone to see. So that's why this man asked about someone to advise him if he can repent. They guided him to, they taken him to a worshipper. The worshipper said, no, killing one man is like killing all humans. So what about killing 99? How come your repentance be accepted? He said, surely no acceptance or repentance. He said, no, no acceptance or repentance. He said, then 99 or 100 doesn't make any difference. And he killed it. And he killed it. But the man is still striving for his eye of guidance. So he asked, is there anyone else? So they took him to a scholar this time. The scholar said to him, yes, there is a way for you your repentance would be accepted, definitely. But, you are in the land of sin. The people there are people of shirk or dhunub, sins. So leave it and go for so and so land. He named the land for him, as those people in that land worshipping Allah. They are worshipping Allah. So the man immediately took this advice. He did not kill this alim now, because he gave him the proper answer. So he left. This man yet did not do anything good yet. He did not pray, he did not do nothing. He just accepted the guidance and he implemented it. And he was migrating, leaving his land, leaving his people, going towards the promised land. On the way, he died. Allah sent angels, two types of angels, angels of mercy, angels of punishment, fire. And they argued to whom he belonged. The angels of fire, they said, well, he never done anything good. He must belong to us. He must be belonging to us. The angels of mercy said, no, he belongs to us because he repented. He repented honestly. So Allah Ta'ala sent another angel, one single angel, to judge between these two groups of angels. And he said, look, leave the body where it is and measure from the land of sin to the body, and from the body to the land of obedience. So they measured. When they were measuring, Allah commanded the two lands, the land of sin, to come shorter. To come farther. And the land of obedience to come shorter. So they found him closer to the land of obedience. So the angels of mercy took him. This man did something. He migrated. He left his land, where people worship other than Allah, where people practice everything that displeases Allah. So you have to do something for your guidance to, when you seek it. You seek guidance and you stay. You were in the bar drinking khamr. Now you feel, oh sorry, this is not good, I want to repent. But you still have your own warm seat there. What kind of seeking guidance is that? He used to listen to music and this and that. And now you feel sorry that, oh, I don't want to, I want to listen to Quran. Where? Where? In the disco? You have to leave that place. You used to go with gangsters and drug dealers and bad people. And now you repent. What do you need to do? You need to change your friends. You need to change your friends. You need to leave them and go find another kind of type of friends who are good, who guides you only to obedience of Allah. That is the way. Not to seek repentance and seek guidance and seek forgiveness while you are still continuing as you were before. That is not correct. Sooner or later, you're going to come back to the sin and worse than before. And worse than before. So you have to know the value of repentance and guidance and work for it. And Allah Ta'ala is all kind to provide it for you. Allah Ta'ala A'lam. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad ala al-Sahab.